The Bush administration is under increasing pressure at home and abroad to intervene more aggressively in the Middle East crisis. Yesterday, several prominent U.S. senators urged the Bush administration to get more involved in trying to stop the violence. In appearances on news programs yesterday, Democrat Joseph Biden, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, and Republican Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania said the president needs to become more engaged in the process. NPR's Vicki O'Hara is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The Bush administration maintains it is actively engaged in the Middle East. They've got U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni staying in the region despite the violence.
That's true, but critics of the administration's policy say that Zinni by himself just can't do the job and that that's been demonstrated. As you just mentioned, several senators have suggested it's time for some sort of higher-profile engagement. Senators Biden and Specter called for some sort of more personal involvement by the president, and Connecticut Democrat Joseph Lieberman said he thinks it's time for the president to send Secretary of State Powell back to the region.
Powell held a news conference on Friday and said he was willing to go back, but only if it would accomplish something.
You know, the Bush White House has said from the very beginning that it simply could not force peace on these two parties, that both sides had to want it. And the administration's always made it clear that it wasn't going to pursue the policy of the Clinton administration, which was to practically drag the two sides to the negotiating table, to no avail, as it turned out. And consequently, Secretary of State Powell has made only one trip to the Middle East in the past year. And during that time, policy analysts of various political stripes have been warning repeatedly that the U.S. could not afford to let the Mideast conflict spiral out of control, but that's exactly what's happened, and now the administration is facing a barrage of criticism, not to mention appeals to do something.
The Powell news conference was on Friday, and President Bush made a statement on the Middle East on Saturday from his ranch in Texas.
And that's a good example of the way in which the Bush White House deals with the Middle East issue. When Powell held his news conference Friday, Yasser Arafat, a man who has been welcomed at the White House repeatedly over the years, albeit not by this administration, was under siege by Israeli forces. He was holed up with his aides in a windowless room saying he's ready to die. And whatever anyone might think of Arafat, he is integral to resolving the Middle East conflict. And it was the level of crisis that one might think warranted a statement by the president. Instead, after a national security meeting, the administration decided that Powell would speak. The president didn't make a public statement until the next day, and by that point, the critics had begun weighing in.
And when the president did speak, he did not urge Israel to withdraw its forces from the Palestinian territories, despite the fact the U.S. had signed onto a U.N. Security Council resolution to that effect just hours before.
That's true, but, you know, there's always been some disagreement within the administration over how to handle the Middle East. And for the past year, the administration was very consistent in its criticism of the Palestinians and Yasser Arafat, saying that they were primarily responsible for the conflict. But Israel's increasingly harsh measures have created a huge problem for this administration. It's realized the extent to which U.S. national security and the war against terrorism is linked to the conflict. And so I think over the last few weeks, you've begun to hear a slightly different tone from this administration at various points.
So what could the administration do that it's not doing already? Send Secretary of State Powell back to the region?
You know, over the past few days, there's been a real increase in editorials and articles that compare the Mideast policies of President Bush with that of his father. President Bush Sr. came up with a proposal that offered the Palestinians some hope of a political solution. He and his Secretary of State, James Baker, then pressured both sides to attend the Madrid conference. It took a tremendous amount of diplomacy. Baker visited the Middle East 8 times in 18 months, but Arafat and then Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir eventually did sign an agreement of sorts, and the violence abated. Contrast that with this administration, which is extremely reluctant to expend any political capital unless it's fairly certain of good results. This administration also keeps adhering to a formula that calls for stopping violence before there's any sort of political dialogue, and that hasn't worked, and the administration is beginning to realize the price of that.
NPR's Vicki O'Hara.